Zok the Elga Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Bekurim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. In our Mishnah, we're going to see three different situations where in each of the three, the Tanakhama says, bring the Bekurim, but you cannot read the Parshiyos, and there's going to be a disagreeing opinion. Here's the first of the three. Hakoina Shnei Ilonis. If someone purchases two trees that are planted, Betoich, in the field, Shel Chaveri, of his friend. He never discussed with his friend whether he's buying just the tree or he's also getting the land underneath the tree. So the Mishnah, maybe he brings Bikurim from these Paris, but the Nekoy does not read the Parsha because we're not sure. If we knew that the Karka was also his, if the land underneath the tree was also his, he would have a Chiv Bikurim. But it could be, it's just that these two trees in his friend's field belong to him, but not the Karka underneath. So for example, let's say the tree falls down, he has no right to plant another one. It's just that as long as the trees are there, they're drawing energy from his friend's karka. So because I'm not sure what the din is with the karka, therefore we're going to say bring Bikurim, says the Tanakhama, but don't read the Parsha. Rav Meir says, no, if you're buying two trees, then maybe you bring the Bikurim from the Peiris of these two trees, the Kairia, and you read the Parsha of Bikurim. Because Rav Meir holds, there's no shiloh about it. If you're buying two trees, Yuvadai are kind of the karka that is underneath. Okay, that's the first of three machlokes, where the Tanakhama says bring but don't read the parsha. We have a disagreeing opinion. In the first case, it's Rabbi Meir who says bring the Bikurim and read the parsha. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, here's the second case. This is not a case about someone buying trees in someone else's field. This is Tama case where someone has a tree, and next to the tree, there's a spring. And the spring is what gives the tree life, but Yavash Hamayin, the spring dried up, and now the tree won't be able to give us any fruit. Or Niksa Se'ilim, the tree was cut down. Zok the Mishnah, maybe the Enikar, the Tanakhama says, bring Bikurim from the fruit that already began to grow on the tree, but don't say the Parsha. Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe the Kaira, what's the problem? Bring the Bikurim and say the Parsha. The Tanakhama says, look, bring the Bikurim, because Saif Klasaif, the Peiris grew on a tree that at that point was a thriving tree. But Lamaisa, how can you say now, Prihu Adama Shinesatili? The Prihu Adama for Peiris is, for all practical purposes, the tree. That's where the Peiris come from. And if this tree is not going to be here anymore, so it's like the Adama of these Peiris no longer exist. Zayalta Tanakama. Therefore, you can't read the Parsha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, we don't look at it that way. I know the Peiris come from the tree, but the tree comes from the earth, and the earth is still there. So therefore, maybe the Kaira. The main thing is the earth. So he can say Prihu Adama Shenasatali because the Peiris come from the earth. The earth is there. It's just that the tree is like an extension cord between the Peiris and the earth. Okay, so the extension cord is not there. But the Adama is there, says Rabbi Yehuda, so maybe the Kaira. Zakta Batanura, that this is Dafka, either the well dried up, the wellspring dried up, or it was cut down before he actually separated the Bikurim. But if he first separated the Bikurim, and it's a ready Bikurim, from a tree that's connected to the earth, it's set to go, and then something changed afterwards, the spring dried up, or the tree was cut down, this is called Nira V'Nitcha. And now you just allow the Peiris to rot. We see this idea, befrat by Kachem, a lot. If it was never 100% ready, okay, we'll deal with it. But if it was 100% ready and something went wrong afterwards, then we can't use it anymore. Third case in the Mishnah, Meyatzeres from Shavuos v'ad Chag until Sukkos, maybe v'kaira. That's the time to bring Bikurim and to read the Psukim. That's a very happy time of the year. It's when people are collecting their payrolls, they're cutting, they're harvesting. They see the fruits of their labor, literally. So from Shavuos time, when they start harvesting the tefillah, until Sukkos, when it's gathered, that's a happy time. And the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chala toiv, asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. So the mitzvah of Bikurim is only during a time of simcha. Menachag v'ad Chanukah, from Sukkos until Chanukah, maybe v'enekar. Once it's over, the season of gathering is over, Sukkos is called Chag HaOsev, the simcha of that year is kind of over, and you're no longer included in the V'samachta B'chalatayv. Now, it's still a time you can bring Bikurim, because Lamaisa, the Peiris, is still out on the field, and the Pasuk says, V'lekachtem ereshes kol priyo adama shetavim mi'artzecha. It's still a time that's early enough to bring Bikurim, but it's too late to mamash read the parasha of Esamachta b'chalatayv. What about after Chanukah? After Chanukah, you don't bring Bikurim anymore, because there are no longer any Peiris out on the field. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, from Sukkot until Chanukah, maybe v'kaira. He does not darshan from Esamachta b'chalatayv, that Mikra Bikurim has to be during a time that everyone is happy with their fruit. You know that Chanukah is not mentioned too often in the Mishnah. You know where else Chanukah is mentioned? If you said Perek HaKaines, you're right. Where if the camel passes by and it catches fire on a fire that's burning in front of the store owner is Chayiv. We're talking about a camel full of flax. But if it's on Chanukah, the camel driver is Chayiv because he should have known that our neighbor is burning. Okay, so chasing over the three cases in our Mishnah. The first case was, someone buys two fruit trees that are in the property of another person, and they didn't discuss whether the sale includes the karka, the land underneath the tree. So let me just tell you, if he bought only one, then we're sure that it does not include the land underneath. If he bought three, we're going to see later, depending on how far away they are from each other, it's automatic that it includes the land. But if you buy two, we have this machlokes. Because the Tanakhama says, we're not sure about the land underneath, and therefore, he can bring Bikurim, but he can't read the Parsha. If we don't know whether or not he owns the land, how can he say, the land that you gave me? Now, L'chayr, what's the problem? He's just reading Psukim. You're allowed to read Psukim. It's not a bracha. So the Mefarshim explained, because it looks like he's lying. He's standing here with the Bikurim and thanking Hashem for land that you gave me, and he doesn't have land? He can't do that. Reb Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama. Reb Meir holds Mevi V'Kairi. He says, bring Bikurim and say the Parsha. That's because, according to Reb Meir, when two trees are sold, and of course more, we're certain, we're sure, that it does include the karka underneath, even though they didn't talk about it. And Mimele has no problem saying it. Second case in the Mishnah is about someone, his own tree and in his own field, but it was next to a spring, and the spring dried up, or the tree was cut down. So you can bring Bikurim from the fruit that had already begun to grow on the tree, but he doesn't say the Pasuk. Because the Tanakhama holds, look, the tree's not there anymore. Rabbi Yehuda says he does say the Psukim, because it's not the tree, it's the ground underneath the tree, and the ground is there. That's the Machlokes. What's the ground when it comes to Peiros? Is it the tree, or is it the ground that the tree comes out of? We also mentioned what the Batanura told us, that it's Bedavka. If he didn't separate the Bikurim yet, before this happened, that the spring dried up, or the tree was cut down, if he separated the Bikurim, and he had a normal tree that was thriving, and then there was a problem, that means something was fit to be brought for Bikurim as a kind of a carbon. If something went wrong afterwards, that's called Nirva V'nitcha, and that cannot be used. You can't use those Bikurim at all. Third case in the Mishnah was timing. We know that the ideal time, the right time to bring Bikurim, is from Shuas until Sukkot. That's when maybe V'kaira. From Sukkot until Chanukah. The Tanakhama says, bring the Bikurim, but it's no longer a time of a Samachta B'chalatayv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira disagrees, and he says, even from Sukkot until Chanukah, maybe V'kaira. But Tanura says, like we spoke out, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, the Pasuk does not mean to say you could only bring it during a time of Simcha. He doesn't darshan the Pasuk that way. There are different pshatim over here. You can take a look here in the Melechah Shleimah. Some say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are times that they're still actually collecting, let's say, the grapes until Chanukah. But after Chanukah, you don't bring Bikurim. No one is collecting any more peiros then.